The witness of the Spirit. We want to use as our theme text a verse that was quoted from Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. Of course, that you are children of God. And we want to be heirs with Christ. And we realize that all the things we have in our lives are made possible through our loving Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. But if we look back first at the beginning of the Holy Spirit in the early church, we realize that it was indicated by certain miraculous gifts and that this was allowed for a certain purpose. It was in connection with the establishment of the early church. As Paul pointed out, that those gifts were intended to pass away, go out of existence. And he brought this out in 1 Corinthians 13:8. They were indicated by the laying on of hands of the apostles in Acts 8:18, Acts 19:6, and Acts 20, verses 4 through 28. We realize also that there was a miraculous outflowing in the power of the Holy Spirit, a demonstration of it. The way that Philip was caught away after preaching to the eunuch in the desert, after being led to him by the Spirit, an angel told him to go there by the influence and direction of that Spirit. And that's in Acts 8:24. Realize also, too, that in 2 Peter 1:16, it's brought out, and I know these words are familiar to you, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. But it was the power and the coming of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. We were witnesses of His majesty and of His power. And again, He dispensed that power to them. We've heard it expressed how that was done. But we realize then also that after the death of the apostles, these gifts were not bestowed upon any others. They ceased to be necessary in God's viewpoint. So instead of these unique gifts staying in effect, there became special or even more unique gifts that were given. And the gifts are now what we're referring to as fruits of the Spirit. They're evidences or proofs of acceptance by the Lord and for the instruction as members or branches of His body. The true vine. And that's brought out in John 15:12. Every branch in me, the Lord says, beareth fruit. Being in Christ gives us the thought of membership in His body, in the true vine, partaking of that nourishment of it, you know, as we realize through the roots and the branches and also Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:17. So I think part of our witnessing of the Spirit is taking full advantage of that nourishment that comes from above. And He grants us the wonderful gift of His only begotten Son, that through this and by the illumination of this Holy Spirit, that new mind, the illumination of it comes from the giver of every good and perfect gift. James 1:17. It says it comes life. And we recall those words, I am the light of the world. And if you dwell in me, it says in John 9:3, there's no darkness. So He is the way, the truth, and the life. So if you indeed desire to have a witness of the Spirit, you're developing, you're growing, because you know that'll lead to newness in life when you see the Master face to face as He is in heaven. Again, being that way, He teaches that now also ye are light and walk as children of light. Ephesians 5:8. Through these, old things are passed away and all things become new. So what becomes new? You have new hopes, new aims, new ambitions, new humble ambitions, let's put it that way, becoming lovers of truth and righteousness, of purity and goodness, all things that are good. Remember, if there's any virtue, think on those things. Not to give praise and glory to yourself, but to honor the Lord. Though it leads us to recall the wonderful extent and the ultimate value of these gifts. Galatians 5:22, just to mention them briefly. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. But then to develop these fruits requires something else has to take place in your life, and that you have to be cut off from your earthly interest, your earthly ambition, in harmony with that consecration unto death. And if you do this, this is really a true evidence of your love and devotion to God. If you do this, the Spirit of the Lord then comes into you more and more, producing the fruits of the Spirit. And then, brethren, you know, our energy should be manifest in a variety of ways. And how do we use our energies, our time, our talents, our all? It's toward the Lord, towards the brethren, and then towards all of mankind, in proportion as we have contact with them. And this new way of life is mentioned for us in Galatians 6, 1 to 10. So Galatians 6, 1 to 10. It begins with, "Ye which are spiritual, consider thyself." So consider thyself. We realize we've had lessons. Self is your special battleground. We have to internalize these things and look at our own self to see if we're living up to our vows of consecration. And so remember that verse, "Let a man examine himself, bear one another's burdens, and then fulfill the law of Christ." It tells us then to be humble, prove your own work. And if you're proving your own work, you're not weary in well-doing, but you count it joy when you have these things. "For in due season we shall reap. Do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith." And as I like to quote things from the Psalms, one of my favorite is Psalm 19:14. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." We have no strength except it comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's a witness in our lives if we're not fearful, but we're going on, we're strong, we're firm in our faith and convictions. And we have this as our motto: "For me and my house we shall serve the Lord." Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. If you're doing that, you're speaking words of comfort and joy to the world. "For the kingdom of peace surely will be established and allow the oneness of God's love to come to mankind." The love brings blessings to all, and so we're commissioned by the Father to plant those seeds of hope and encouragement to those who need them most. You know, sometimes first, those that may need the most are those members of the household of faith. You know, it says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest." Sometimes the rest is in that you have that sincerity of heart and love that's shown in your brethren. And to those that mourn, some of our brethren are going through very difficult trials and experiences, and I think part of your witness of the Spirit is that you want to help. You're there for them, as we say in the worldly terminology. Some need hope in the world, and they need those beautiful prophecies told to them that they may give comfort from them. And we're all in the world. We go about our daily lives, and some do not have the same opportunities for witnessing efforts as others may have. But you know, you can do one thing. You can lead your life by example. That one reflects that character of the Lord, daily striving to live a life trusting God and having that peace of God reflect, not only when we're here in a gathering like this, we've heard it said before, but when we're out there in that life that we lead, letting our light shine, doing God's will, and being strong in this most holy faith. And it really is referring in my thoughts to a full consecration to the Lord and Savior, through the Lord and Savior to Heavenly Father. And the evidences of that consecration. And it leads us to this witness of the Spirit. You responded to that call. "Give me thine heart and observe my ways." Proverbs 23:26. And in so doing, each of us have joined with those around about us, our brethren throughout the world, some who are here today, some who have gone the narrow way before and passed on. But you know, they led a life as a true witness of the Spirit. We had a dear brother just finish his course yesterday. Was certainly a witness of the Spirit. So as you respond to that call, your yoke fellows together, one with another, with the Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Another witness of the Spirit is shown when you consider the thought, you have set your love and affections upon God and His dear Son, whom as yet you have not seen but love. You have repented from sin and are trusting in that precious blood of Christ. Because you realize that if you have that sincere sorrow for sin, He's going to help you grow and develop. Psalm 34:8. Again, we're looking at the conditions of our hearts, our new minds. Remember, if those old things are passed away and all things become new, we have found the words from the Psalms again, 116 verses 12 to 14. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits toward me? You'll take that cup of salvation, you'll call upon the name of the Lord, and you pay your vows unto God now and in the presence of all His people. So as we realize, part of our witness is that public confession, you're leading that life, and you're doing His will, and it's also other times when things and opportunities and situations are only known to you and the Lord. You daily take that cup of salvation, dying daily. Fulfill your covenant of consecration. 1 Corinthians 15:3. And as we have already heard some comments, you're striving in your witness through that the robe of righteousness that you're covered with and putting on the whole armor of God to fight against the adversary, the weakness of the flesh, the flesh's resistance to sacrifice. Anything that takes us away, our new minds from focus and service to God. It is a resolve. If you resolve this, this is your life, this is your being, this is yourself. The Father hears all things, certainly He knows all things, but He wants us to confess our needs to Him. It says, and this really involves another aspect of it, observe my ways, study about the character of God, walk in the Lord's footsteps. And so the first, really, that we want to look at is that it's the new commandment. You know what it is. Love one another as I have loved you. Love the Lord God with all your heart. It's unto self-sacrifice, John 15:12. And He wrote this new commandment. What does it also involve? That you also should lay down your life for the brethren. 1 John 3:16, you follow that example of a wonderful glorified head. Another indication of the Lord's guidance and as your witness is really, I think, it's through the witness of the Spirit of divine favor. It's the fellowship of the Lord through the privilege of prayer. Communion with the Father through His Word. A love of the divine plan. You thank Him for His plans and purposes being carried out, for your insight into those plans and purposes. When the world's in darkness, you have the light of truth. And that you also cast your care upon Him because He cares for you. Psalm 40, verse 8, I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. So do you have an active prayer life, brethren? That is a true sign of a witness of the Spirit. You give praise and glory for His grace whereby He hath made us acceptable in the Beloved. That's further in Ephesians 3:11-17. According to His eternal purposes, calling out a people for His name. Again, we don't know what we shall be, but we know that we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And to do that now requires a witness of the Spirit. None of us are perfect. We all have shortcomings. I know I have many. But you want to have intentions that are along the lines of purity and goodness and righteous things. So prayer is that conscious, intimate part of our relationship with God. Ephesians 6:18 tells us, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You know, prayer is a force. It's an important part of our lives. But it's not only to be used when we have difficulties and problems, but it's when we have these blessings. We thank Him for all things. Because why? It leads us to Mark 14:28. Watch ye and pray, unless ye enter into temptation. Acts 13:26. Whosoever among you feareth God, it is to you is the word and this salvation sent. 1 John 2:1. We have an advocate. We realize that scripture. Another witness really is to be counted worthy to suffer the reproaches and persecutions that come for the Lord's sake of doing His will. You know, again, there's a lot of darkness out in that world. Go outside, walk down the street, talk to a few people and see if there's any darkness in the world. There is. You're going to encounter persecutions, but it's part of your chiseling, your molding, your shaping, your polishing work. 1 Peter 4:14. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of the glory of God rest upon you. You do your part. Those who do evil will have to answer for what they do. You want to do good. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. It's your reasonable service, Romans 12:1. Endure to the end and have patience. Patience today is something in the world that is really lacking. You have need of patience, he says, that after you have done the will of God, you might obtain the prize. Hebrews 10:13. So if you do these, you'll receive that crown of life, the things promised to you. And we approach the Father. We are all to Him through the Son. 1 Corinthians 8:6. All things are by the Father and through the Son. You're not your own. You were bought and paid for with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. So, brethren, part of our witness is that anything we consider valuable, to any degree, properly belongs to the Lord, even our life itself. So, brethren, let us go on through the remainder of our walk. We've consecrated our lives to do so. Some of us just maybe a few days ago. We don't know if we have a year, 10 years, two weeks, but we're led, we're guided and directed. We want to be a witness of the Spirit, hour by hour, minute by minute. Sometimes it's moment by moment. Moment by moment. So our desire, dear ones, as we go on this narrow way, each step, each day, should reflect a renewed effort, a renewed desire to put God first in our lives. Remember those words, for me to live is to live for Christ Jesus. To be in full harmony with God's plans and purposes, to love His Son, to love one another, this is our true witness of the Spirit. May the Lord add His blessing.